Okay, part five, bank on yourself. This session is about how to use a banking policy if you're a business owner or you own a business, you're going to start a business, anything of that nature. We have used this particular feature a lot in the last 14 years. I should say a lot, but we've used it in the last 14 years. And so if you're a business owner, or you want to start a business or you something of that nature, these policies, they're personal policies, right? So for most people, they own them individually and then it becomes the bank. And so if you own a business or you're part of a business and you need money for your business, whatever that is, any kind of capital request that you need, maybe you need to hire someone, maybe you need some new technology, maybe you want to do lead generation, marketing, lease a space, whatever it is, businesses need money to pay certain expenses. And if you need that, you have to go find money from somewhere. You go to your bank, you get a loan, you go to the Small Business Administration, right? You get a private investor that to put money in. There's all different ways you can do that. You put it on your credit card. That's a good one. Done that before. Pull out of your savings. That's another good one, right? Withdraw out of your own 401k. You know, when you leave a company, you have the 401k and then you start a business, you do this. I'm telling you this, there's a better way to do that. And it's through your own banking policy. Now, this may take a few years to get funded and get set up. So this is, you can start using it pretty quickly. I should say a few years. You can use it pretty quickly. So the value of a banking, and if you've listened to parts 1 to 4, you're kind of catching on. You got this cash. You've overfunded the account, which means you have this money in cash value that you can withdraw, but better. Rather than that, you take a loan on it. It's your money. You take a loan. You pay a small interest rate because no money is ever free. So people don't get bent out of shape about the interest rate. You're going to pay 4%, 5%, 6% interest. It actually ends up not costing you anything once you understand the compounding and how the interest is simple versus compounding. I won't get that deep, but just that's it. Right now in today's market, like it's 2024, getting a small business loan at 5%. It's a deal, right? Credit cards are charged 30% now. So forget the interest rate. You're going to pay it back to yourself and it's going to accumulate. But you have the ability to take money and fund your business as you need it, when you need it. And you don't even have to pay the principal back right away. You can just do interest-only payments. They're simple interest-only payments, monthly, quarterly, once a year. And you can use this asset to give you stability. So if you lose a key employee or you need to invest in something, you use the money from your banking policy for a business. Now, why is this so cool? Is because in businesses, you're usually going to get a return on investment. So in a business, you're going to be, maybe it's you're redoing your marketing, your website, your lead generation. You want to do a sales funnel. I don't know. You're a plumber, HVAC. You want to do radio ads. So you're building this. This is an investment in your company. It's a marketing plan that's going to bring in interested people that give you revenue. So you need money to fund that. Well, if you have $50,000 of cash, or $100,000, or $200,000, or $500,000 built up in your policy, you access it. And the return on that money is usually pretty high. If you're smart, you're using, for every dollar you invest in your business, you might be generating $2 or $3. So I'm not saying you blow this money with boats and other nonsense, but if you're a smart business person, you know, hey, if I hire a person, maybe it's an account manager, maybe it's an office manager, maybe it's a salesperson. You think about it, hey, if I had to take a loan to fund this, or I'm funding it from cash flow in my company, what's the return on that investment? Hopefully it's positive. It may not be positive the first month if it's a person. It's going to be positive over 3 years, maybe, or 2 years. You're going to get a good feel for them over 6 months. But this money can be used, and it's an amazing way because you have extreme flexibility. And the other thing that's really cool is if you follow the rules that I talked about using non-direct recognition loans and those contract types, when you take the money out as a loan from your banking policy and you use it in your business, the money in your policy is growing as though you didn't take it out. It's like taking a 401k hardship loan out of your 401k, but them never taking the money out and you continue to earn a rate of return on it. That doesn't happen anywhere. Like if you take money out of a stock, 401k, your bank account, savings account, You're not generating any money on that. You've lost the ability to earn money on that investment. That's not the case with certain banking policies. And so I would just tell you, your brain will all of a sudden, what's happened to us is once we got some money in there, we didn't use it right away, and then we needed it. And there's some things like we had just stuff in the industry happens, and you know, we want to pay our employees, we're hiring, we're building people, but the revenue hasn't caught up yet. It's so much peace of mind knowing that you control the terms. It's interest only if you want it. Now, eventually what you want to do on any loan is you want to pay that off. The principal and, so to speak, you want to put the cash back in your policy with interest. And what you learn is you can charge yourself more interest. So if you're taking out of your personal policy, there's a way, instead of charging, just paying the 5% interest that the company says you owe, you pay 10% to yourself from the business, or 15%. And so the business is actually repaying the loan from your banking policy, and you do some paperwork, like do a little leasing company with LLC, and you set it up properly, and you're charging a higher interest rate. That's reasonable. 15% is not unreasonable. You're not charging yourself 50%, but you could pretty much do what you want. It's your bank. You set the terms of how it gets repaid back. And guess who you're paying back? Yourself. So it's a beautiful system, and I hope this was helpful.